Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will spend today with Jesus as we begin our day in a gospel passage, in prayer, and in meditation, beginning a conversation with Jesus that will last throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day 223 of this daily podcast, this Together on Mission podcast. And honestly, I thought this podcast was going to be 3 weeks or maybe 4 weeks. And then I began to think, well, gosh, 3 months, maybe 4 months. And now we're going on 8 months or 223 days of spending every day with Jesus. And so we're going to spend today with Jesus. And I have my Bible opened in front of me to the Gospel of Luke. And I'm in my morning spot. I've got my coffee and I've got my journal. And I'm excited that we're going to start a talk. And then we're going to continue that talk with Jesus throughout the day. And so the title of the podcast this morning is Bridegroom's Garments and Wine. Because that's, of course, what we have been longing to talk about, bridegroom's garments and wine. And these are all three different ways that Jesus talks about how he does new stuff, how he is all about doing new, right? Bringing life out of death or beauty out of ashes or light out of darkness or, you know, dancing out of mourning, how he does new things. New life, you know, new creation, new season, new vision, new mission, new way to see this or that. On one occasion, Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." And so Jesus talks about bridegrooms and garments and wine to talk about how he does new things in each and every season. And so here's the question I want us to enjoy this morning. What is God doing in you right now in this season that is new? And I want us to think about that and to feel about that and to imagine about that and even have the courage to do so, because it takes courage to think about our mission, our vision, our relationships, you know, what we're into, what we're not into, and asking the question, God, what are you doing that is new? It takes courage. But what is God doing in you right now in this season that is new? What are you seeing for the first time or sensing in your spirit or, you know, noticing or hearing or being stirred by? What are you looking into the church and saying, that's got to change, or out into the world, I want to make a difference? What is God doing in you right now that is new? And we're going to look at a passage that Matthew, Mark, and Luke all give us this teaching of Jesus. So it must have been something that Jesus said many, many times, and it must have been ingrained in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's memory and imagination, because Jesus said it from town to town and village to village. And so we're going to look at Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 33, and we're going to hold in our minds this question, what is God doing that is new? What's God doing in your life in this season that is new? Because God makes all things new. And so beginning in verse 33, they said to him, John's disciples often fast and pray, and so did the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours go on eating and drinking. And Jesus answered, can you make the friends of a bridegroom fast while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away, and in those days they will fast. Then he told this parable, no one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment, and I lost my place, and the patch from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and the wine will run out, and the skins will be ruined. No, new wine, this is such a great line, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. Now again, cryptic, what does Jesus mean? But yet Matthew, Mark, and Luke all recount this teaching, so Jesus must have talked about it all the time. And Jesus, in these three different ways, bridegroom's garments and wine, he's talking about how he does new stuff, and you can't fit the new that he's doing into the old. So first, he starts with a wedding, right? And weddings are the epitome of new, because God is taking two individuals and he's joining them as one new flesh in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's nothing more new than a wedding, and a wedding is reason for rejoicing because of the new that God is doing as he brings husband and wife together in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the friends and the bridegroom have to celebrate because of the new thing that God is doing. And then Jesus switches the image and he says, you cannot patch an old garment with a new patch. You can't do that, because what's going to happen is that new patch, when it shrinks, is going to rip the old garment and make it worse. What you must do is you must start completely new with a brand new garment. It can't be patched. And then, of course, the most famous one is you can't pour new wine into old wineskins. It'll burst the skins. God's got all this new wine. He's pouring it out. And you must be a new wineskin to hold what it is that God is doing. Three incredible images to talk about the ministry of Jesus. Now, Jesus makes things new, a new people. Later on, he's going to be raised from the dead, new life. It's all about new. God does new life, new creation, new season. Behold, Jesus says, I make all things new. So the question, what is God doing in you that is new? We're 8 months into this COVID season. What are you seeing? What am I sensing? What is God, you know, highlighting? And maybe it's a relationship. Maybe a relationship has to end, because God does prune. You know, there is the cross, and then the resurrection. Or maybe a relationship needs to begin. Or maybe we need to enter into forgiveness and a relationship that seemed destroyed, God wants to put back together. Maybe it's a new way to see God or ourselves, new passion, new vision. Maybe we have to give something up. In other words, change something, give something up, because that thing has made us busy or it's made us bound. Maybe we get to take something up. You know, that's going to make a difference. Learn to play something, do something, start something. Maybe we're going to live differently, like live in compassion. I could go on and on. What is God doing that is new? And here's the thing. The new that God is doing cannot fit into the old. The old way won't work. The old relationship, the old pattern, something has to die in order for there to be new. And in this teaching of Jesus, whether it's the wedding, whether it's the patch on the old garment, or, you know, quintessentially the new wine for new wineskins, this is not a tweak. It's not an alteration. It's not like, well, I like what God's doing and it's new and I'm going to try to squeeze it into the old. No. No, the new would burst the old and both would be ruined. God is doing something new and he wants to make us new wineskins to be able to hold it. And again, if we try to fit the new into the old, we're going to miss the new. And that would be so sad. I mean, the worst thing in the world would be to, just to get through this season without becoming a new creation, without becoming new. I think 8 months ago, I started encouraging us to ask the question, not how do we get out of this fast, but what are we to get out of this that is going to last? So God doesn't want to patch our garment. He doesn't want to try to fit his new into our old wineskins. Jesus says, behold, I make all things new. So let's take a few minutes and meditate on this question. What is God doing in this season in my life right now that is new? What am I noticing, hearing, you know, sensing, seeing? What is God doing that is new? Maybe read the passage, practice a little Lectio Divina, read and think and meditate specifically on the new wine and the new wineskins. And let's enjoy a conversation with Jesus. Let's press into that question in meditation. God, what are you doing that's new? What are you doing that's new? Because behold, you make all things new. And then let's continue that dialogue with Jesus throughout the rest of the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.